Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud. We are holding on daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We are five or six lines from the end of the page. Hi, man debala chivya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and is also sponsored Lizchus of Refuah Shalema for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. We wish him Refuah Shalema. He is a close friend of this Daf Yomi shiur, and someone that I'm zochet to be close with a number of his family members. He should have Refuah Shalema Bekarov Mamish, and we thank both of the sponsors very much for this sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara today is going to discuss a number of unusual topics. We're going to talk about how to deal with a snake. We're on the topic of Refuah, so we're going to talk about Refuahs for different things. What happens if a snake is chasing you? What happens if you're bit by a snake? What happens if you eat a snake? All of these different things about dealing with a snake. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the items in the Mishnah that we said about eating and drinking, that you're allowed to eat different things. You're allowed to eat kol ochel and drink kol mashke l'refuah, with just a couple of exceptions. But what are we trying to include when we say kol, that you're allowed to eat or drink everything? And then the Gemara is going to discuss on Amud Beis 11 different suggestions of how to cure a zava. If a woman is experiencing being a zava, how do you cure that problem? And then the Gemara is going to talk about curing jaundice. If a person is jaundiced, what are the ways to cure that? And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about the suggestion that the Mishnah had about drinking a kos ikrin. Kos ikrin sounds like, and the Gemara is going to say it does, it has the capacity to make a person sterile. How are you ever allowed to drink something that could make a person sterile? If after all, it's usher to do that. It's nisr midaraisa in order to make a person unable to have children. So we're going to we'll see if we get to that today, but that's at the very end of the daf. So let's begin daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, six lines before the end of the page. Hayman de balachivya, if a person swallows a snake, so lochli kashusa b'milcha, he should eat some hops with salt. Velira teitzos emilian, he should run 3 meal. Rav Simi Barashi chazielu gavra de balachivya, he saw a guy that had eaten a snake, so idmile kiprasha, so he appeared to him like a horseman. He grabbed him and he scared him as if he was about to attack him. And then he made him eat hops with salt. And then he chased him for 3 mil. And then the snake came out of him in pieces, because the combination of the fear and the running and the what he fed him is causes his body to heat up, and that causes the snake to die inside of the body, and therefore the snake came out. Some say the mice a little differently. The Rav Simi Barashi Balachiv, he himself had swallowed a snake. Asa Eliyahu, and Eliyahu Anavi came, Idmile Kiprasha, and Eliyahu Anavi came and appeared to him like a horseman, like someone who was going to attack him. Ochlik Shusa B'milcha, and he fed him the hops with salt. V'irate Kamei Tlasamili, and he ran him in front of him 3 mil. V'nafik Mine Gubi Gubi, and the snake came out in pieces in front of him. Haiman Detarki Chivya, a person that was bit by a snake, Lesi Ubra Dechamr Chivarta, he should bring the fetus of a white donkey, and he should tear it open and put that and put the uber on him. But that's that only works that the uber is going to help for refuah. If the mother was not a trefa when they took the uber out of the mother, out of the white donkey. So says Gemara, Maisa that relates to this refuah. Hahu bar kasha de Pumbedisa. There was a person who was an officer, someone who was a guardsman in Pumbedisa, the Tarki Chivya, that was bit by a snake, and there were 13 white donkeys b'pumbedisa. In Pumbedisa, there were 13 white pregnant donkeys, so they thought they had plenty to go to choose from as far as finding the refuah for this person. Karina Lukulu, they tore all of them open in order to rip out the uber from them. Mishtakhu trefa, and all of them turned out to be a trefa. But there was another one on the other side of Pumbedisa, Adazi Maisila, but by the time they brought it, Achla Aryeh, a lion had eaten that white donkey, and therefore they weren't able to find a refuah. So they thought they had all of these options, and then one option after the other closed off, and they had no option to heal this person, to heal this guard. So Amlu Abai said, Dilma Chivit Rabbanan Tarkei, maybe the snake that bit him wasn't a regular snake. Maybe it was the snake bite that one gets for violating Divrei Chachamim, to Lesley Asusa, because that doesn't have a refuah. The Pasuk says, says in Koalas, who parates gather yishchanu nachash, that someone who's parates a gather that the chacham make is going to be bit by a snake. So the someone who's over al divrei chachamim is chayiv misa, and therefore they were unable to find him a refuah. This comes up in Brachas Dav Dalid, and the pashup shot in the pasuk is that he's going to suffer misa bidei shemayim. It's lav dafka nishichas nachash. It's just that since we're talking about being parates gather, we use poetically the Shlomo Melch chose to use the lashon of a nachash because a nachash lives in holes in walls. So someone who's parates gather yishchenu nachash, because what's most likely to come out of a wall and harm him is a snake. But pashtus is it's not about a snake. It's just that he's going to have a misa bidei shemayim. But over here, the Tosfos points out they immediately surmised that since they couldn't find a refuah for him, that it must be that this wasn't stam a snake bite. This was a violation of divrei chacham that caused this snake bite. So Tosfos points out, how did they know that? You know, you have a maisa elsewhere in Masech Savod Zara, Ben Dama Ben Achoso Shel Rabbi Yishmael, who also suffered a snake bite, and they couldn't find any cure for him. And nevertheless, he was not over al divrei chachamim. He was not in violation of the Rabbanan. So Tosfos says it must be different over here because they had all these options. They had all these refuahs available to them, and the fact that all these refuahs kept on disappearing, and all of those options were closed off, that was the indicator. It's not just that every time someone gets bit by a snake and they don't have a refuah in time, isn't necessarily an indication that they were over al divrei chachamim. So Amalei, so they said to him, "In Rabbi, you're right. Dechinach nafshei drab, meaning you're right. We know about this fellow that he violated divrei chacham. Because what happened? Dechinach nafshei derav. When Rav died, Gazer Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna deleka delimtiye asa vigidmi lebehilula betavla. That a person shouldn't bang cymbals and bells in front of a chassan while they bring the hadasim and the branches of the kalim to be misameach. They would dance in front of a chassan and kala with hadasim and with branches." The Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, in the second part of Ksubis, talks about Ketzad Meraktin Lefnei Akala, what you would dance in front of Akala with. So it talks about not only the Machlokas Tanayim of what to say in order to be Mesameh Chasan Akala. Do you say Kala Na V'Chasuda? That's Shitas Beis Hillel. Shitas Beis Shammai is Kala Kamo Shehi. You do an accurate assessment. Sometimes it's Na V'Chasuda, sometimes not so much Na, not so much Chasuda. But that's a Machlokas Tanayim. But also it talks about what the different Chacham would do, how they would dance in front of a Chasan and Kala. And one of the things they would do is they would take hadasim. That was a common practice, to take hadasim and dance in front of a chassan and kala. So with a musical accompaniment, with cymbals and with bells and with things like that. So when the year that Rav died, they thought it wasn't appropriate that the whole Klal Yisrael should be in some sense of avelus. One of the things that an avel does is he doesn't listen to music, he doesn't go and participate at a wedding, so they still had weddings, but they toned it down a little bit. The celebration was toned down. That was a gezeiras chachamim. Vazel ihu, but this guy that was bit by the snake, he went, amti asv gidmi lebei lula betavla, tarki chivyo mis. So he went and he celebrated in that way at a wedding, and therefore a snake bit him, and he died. So it was in fact correct that it was because he violated divrei chachamim. So now the Gemara brings other things relating to a snake. Haiman de karki chivyo, if a person has a snake that's wrapping itself around him, linchos lemai, he should right away go to the water, v'lischav tikula aresha, and he should turn a basket upside down, v'lahadke minei, and he should try to tilt the basket toward the snake so that the snake would slither onto the basket. No sudden movements, you don't want to grab the snake or anything like that, because then it's going to bite you, but very subtly tilt the basket in the direction where the snake might go onto the basket, v'chisalki lavei, and when the snake goes on the basket, lishti lemai, throw the basket in the water, v'lischav lesei, and get out of the water as quick as you possibly can, and that way you will have gotten rid of the snake. A second circumstance of a snake, of dealing with a snake. If a person has a snake that's chasing him because the snake is angry at him, if he has another person together with him, jump on the other person's back and have him and ride on his back for four amos so that your footsteps will stop. The snake won't be able to track your footsteps anymore. He'll be able to track your friend's footsteps, but he's not angry at your friend. He's angry at you. So get on your friend's back. And if you don't have a friend, then you should jump over a puddle of water so that the snake won't find you. And if you can't find a puddle of water, then go over a river. That's how Rashi understands. The Rashash just points out that it's not really so, it's a little bit difficult to understand. You would think it's easier to find a puddle of water than it is to find a river, right? So say if you can't find a puddle, okay, then just go over a river. Well, that's unlikely that you're more that you'd find a river before you find a puddle. So he says and plus it's much harder to go over a river than it is to jump over a puddle. So he says more likely is what Rashi says in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel when the Rashi says you should just take a psia gasa, meaning jump 4 amos, jump a psia gasa. In a way that your footsteps will stop for some amount of space, and then the snake will assume that the snake won't be able to track you anymore. That's what it must mean. Or belightly, and if it's at night, you should rest the 4 legs of your bed on 4 barrels. And you should lie under the stars, meaning don't lie under a roof because a snake can get up on the roof and attack you from above. And take 4 cats. And tie them each on the 4 legs of the bed. And take rustly leaves and branches and twigs and put it all around the area. That way, when the cats hear the snake rustling in the leaves, so they'll just go and they'll eat the snake. And that way, you'll be protected from that snake. A third circumstance of dealing with a snake. If a snake is chasing you, run in the sand, because the snake will not be able to slither very quickly in the sand. As much as sand slows a person down from running, he's not able to run as quickly in the sand, it really slows a snake down. So the snake will not be able to catch up with the person if he runs in sand. A fourth circumstance. If a woman was spotted by a snake and she's not sure whether the snake has a taiva for her, a taiva's tashmish for her or not, so tishlach mana v'nishtiya kameh, she should take some of her clothing and throw it in front of the snake. If you see the snake enters into the clothing and starts obsessing over her clothing, that's a sign that the snake is interested in her. But if the snake has no interest in the clothing, that's a sign that the snake has no interest in her either. So Maitakanta, what do you do if the snake is interested in her? I mean, now she knows, okay? So now what does she do? So Tashamish Kameh, she should have Tashmish Hamita with her husband in front of the snake, and that will make the snake want to go away. No, if she has Tashmish Hamita in front of the snake, then that's going to only arouse the snake's Yetzer Hara even more, and the snake is going to want to be with her anymore. She should take some of her hair and some of her fingernails and throw them on the snake, and she should say to the snake, I'm a nida now, that I'm bleeding, and therefore that will be something that will chase the snake away. The Chidah in Pesach Einayim explains, what's the machlokas over here, whether it's better or worse to have Tashmish Hamita in front of the snake? So he says it's based on, obviously, all this imagery of a snake and the taiva for a woman is based on the story with the Nachash and Chava, that the Nachash saw Chava with Adam, and that's what caused the Nachash to become jealous and to have a taiva. So he went and he was mefata Chava till he caused that terrible Avera. That's what the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah. So what kind of reaction is it going to cause when the snake sees that? So that's the machlokas. Is it going to say, is the snake going to say, oh, I remember last time this happened, it didn't end well, I ended up without my legs, and it didn't work out well for the future of snakes, so he's going to want to run away? Or is the snake going to look at it and it's going to be again the same story, is going to repeat itself, because you see that gives a certain taiva to the snakes. Now this expression dishtana ana is a nutrikun of derech noshim li, that I've become a nida. So the Gemara says dishtana, which is a lachash that's misalik the snake, that gets the snake to go away. So the Megala Amukos points out, when Lavan was chasing after Yaakov Avinu, when he came into Rachel's ohel, Rachel said, ki derech noshim li, which is dishtana. Why? Because Lavan chasing after Rachel, Lavan was like a snake that was rodef achar isha. And this is the lachash that's misalik a nachash. So that's what the Megala Amukos writes, that Lavan was bivchinas nachash in that story, that he was chasing her like a snake. And then a fifth situation of a snake. Hi, it's a da'il b'chivya. If a woman had a snake enter her body, so lifsa'ua, she should spread her legs apart from each other, v'lasfu'a tarti chavyasa, and put each of her legs on a different barrel, 2 barrels that are far apart from each other, so put one leg on one barrel, one on the other, in order to open up her rechem. V'laisi bisra shemena v'lishti agurmi, she should take fatty meat and put it on hot coals. V'laisi agana detachli, and she should bring a basket full full of cress, the chamer rechasana, and she should bring a fragrant wine, velos vuasim, and she should put it on the ground that were right beneath where she's sitting, velatrukinu ba'de adadi, and they should mix the wine and the cress together in order that it should create a very strong smell, velintko tzavsa biyada, and she should have pliers in her hand, dechimerech recha, v'nafik vasi, because as soon as the snake smells what's going on right outside of her body, the snake is going to want to crawl out, is going to want to creep out, velishkele veliki benura, and then she should grab the snake with the pliers and immediately burn the snake. Because if she doesn't do that, if she doesn't burn it right away, the snake is going to find its way back to her, and it's going to find its way back into her body. So that's the end of the story of dealing with snakes. Now we go back to the Mishnah that spoke about kala ochlin, a person is allowed to eat anything for refuah on Shabbos, and kala mashkin shosi is allowed to drink anything for the sake of refuah. So kala ochlin l'suyamai. When we say kala ochlin, it's a reboy. What are we coming to include? It's coming to say that if you eat spleen, it's good for the teeth. So even though it's bad for the stomach, but still it's a refuah for the teeth, and therefore one might want to eat it. And if a person wants to eat karshinim, it's merape the stomach, even though it's bad for the teeth. So since they're mazik, one part of the body or the other, people would only normally eat it if they need it for the refuah for the part of the body that it helps. Because why would you have it if it normally hurts your teeth or hurts your stomach? Why would you have these foods? Elamai, it's because there is a therapeutic value of it as well. So it's obvious when you're eating it that you're doing it l'shem refuah. So the Mishnah is telling us that it's mutter because it is a machal briyim and it is a food, and therefore it's not 100% nikkur that a person is doing it l'shem refuah. The Rashba in Maseches Brachos in Daf Lamed Ches says that kol ochel ochel adam l'refuah means even things that people would never eat outside of the context of refuah, as long as it has a din of an ochel, a din of a food, it's mutter, even though people only eat that food for refuah. So even something that's not derech habriyim to eat, it's not something that a healthy person would ever eat, if it has a shame ochel, that's all it needs. And that's what it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siman Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to eat a machal briyim, even though it's kosher l'ktsas dvarim, even though it's bad for certain elements of your health, because so meaning it's very clearly l'shem refuah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that even if it's clear that your kavanah is for refuah, it's mutter because it's a food and you're allowed to eat food. So even if it's obvious that you're having it l'refuah, says the Rashba, and sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Kol ha'mashkin l'asuyamai, when we say you're allowed to drink all sorts of drinks, what is that coming to include? So l'asuyam meit tzlafin b'chometz. It's coming to tell us that the water from a tzlaf, which is soaked in vinegar. Tzlaf is from a caper bush. Caper bush, we know, so water means the fruit juices. The caper bush, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos told us that there are three edible parts, three different parts of the caper bush that are each edible. So the caper berries, I guess, produce some sort of liquid, and if you have that soaked in vinegar, so that is that's also a mashka that you're allowed to have on Shabbos, because it's a mashka briyim. Amale Ravina L'Rava, Ma'al Lishtas Meraglayim, are you allowed to drink urine b'Shabbos l'Refuah? So are you allowed to have it on Shabbos for the sake of Refuah? Amale Tanina, Kala Mashkin Shosa, Umeraglayim L'Shasu Inshi. It says that you're allowed to drink any drinks, but Meraglayim, no normal person would ever drink Meraglayim, and therefore it's not included in Kala Mashkin, meaning the word Kol is only coming to include that which is a Machal Briyim, but Meraglayim is not a Machal Briyim. The Mordechai is Mochiach from this Gemara that you're allowed to drink Meraglayim for Refuah on a weekday, because the Gemara's whole Shaila was only about on Shabbos. So you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos for Refuah. We said, no, it's not a Meichel Briyim. But on a weekday, if you believe that it's for Refuah, then you're allowed to drink it. The Chidah writes in the Chuvus Yosef Ometz in Simon Mem that it does work for many things. It works for Dever, and he has a Mesora that it's a Refuah Amitis, Bederech Hateva, that it helps for a variety of illnesses to drink Meraglayim. In fact, there are Midrashim or early Svarim that discuss that when the daughter of Paro went to bathe in the Yaar, and she saw Moshe Rabbeinu in the basket, that she was suffering from tzara'as, and she went to bathe, and Moshe Rabbeinu urinated on her, and that's what cured her, that the baby's urine had this therapeutic value to it. So as far as, are you actually allowed to drink meraglayim? Is this something that's halachically permissible? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, in Simon Pei Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that meraglayim of a person are mutter l'divrei hakol, that it's it's mutter to drink, there is no isser of drinking meraglayim. And the Shachav there says that it sounds like even lechachila, but the Mordechai says, no. If you need it for a chola, shein bo sakana, it's going to be mutter, but that's time to drink it. Otherwise, it's going to be aser. So the Shach says, lechachila, we should be machmir meraglayim because bal teshaktu, it's disgusting. You're not allowed to do things that are disgusting. So drinking meraglayim for no reason is disgusting, but if you're drinking it for refuah, that's going to be mutter. So that's what it sounds like, that if it's for refuah, there's no isser, and the isser of bal teshaktu just goes away. So the Prima Gadim and the Krasi and others, they wonder, wait a second, if it's an isser of bal teshaktu, how does the isser of bal teshaktu just go away? Because it's for refuah, bal teshaktu is an isser of daraisa. So I understand if you're dealing with chol sheyeshbo sakana, so that yeshbo sakana, you'll violate almost every yisur d'oraisa in order to cure someone who's a cholish yesh b'sakana. But a cholish ain't b'sakana, you're going to violate an yisur d'oraisa of bal teshaktu. So the Achronim explain essentially that the geder of bal teshaktu is such that it's a sort of like a moving geder, meaning bal teshaktu is something that people look at and say, oh, that's disgusting. But if they understand that the person needs it for a fua, they wouldn't view it as disgusting. If it's some sort of a bet that some teenager is having with a friend or something, so you'd say, that's disgusting. Well, what are you doing that for? But if you see that the person needs it for the sake of refuah, then you understand that even though under normal circumstances it would be disgusting, it is not disgusting to other people. So it's not that we're sacrificing the Yisra of Bal Teshaktu for the sake of a Chol Hashem Bal Sakana. There's no Yisra of Bal Teshaktu under such circumstances. Okay, back in the Gemara. Chutz Mimei Dekalim. We said the only thing you're not allowed to drink is Mei Dekalim. So Tana Chutz Mimei Dekarim, that the Braisa has a different gear system. Chutz Mimei Dekarim. So Man Detana Mei Dekarim, the one who has the text of Mei Dekarim, Shem Dokrim Esamara, because it pierces the gallbladder and it causes the person to be Mishalshal, it causes him to go to the bathroom a lot. Uman Diyar Mei Dekalim, and the one who says Mei Dekalim, it's based on where they come from. Sheyotzim in Shnei Dikli, that this is the water that comes from in between two dekel trees. My Mei Dekalim, what are you talking about? What kind of dekel trees? Where do we find that there are two dekel trees that have water that comes from between them that's very valuable and that's very different? There are two dekel trees, two palm trees in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a spring of water that emerges from between them. The first drink of water that you take from those things softens up the person's tzoa in his stomach so that it will cause him to be able to go to the bathroom more easily. Idach mishalshal. And then the second one is already mishalshal him. It will cause him to have a lot of shalshal right away. Everything will come out. The idach, and if he drinks a third cup, just like the water entered him, the water will exit him the same way, meaning it has already cleansed his system so much, the water will come out of his body the same way it came into his body, perfectly crystal clear, because his whole body is empty of any waste by the time he's drinking the third cup. He says, I drank Babylonian beer, and that helps even more than the Mei Dekalim that you're describing. It's really Mishalshal, a person who really clears a person's system. It's an unbelievable laxative, but that's only if you didn't drink from it for 40 days. That's what Rashi says. That's if you haven't drunk from 40 days. Sounds from Rashi that Dafka, if you didn't drink any beer over the course of 40 days. And Miuchas Laran says, no, Mimenu. If you didn't drink, not La Ragil Bay, but you don't drink from this beer for 40 days, that's when it's going to help. You could have had other beer. Rav Yosef Amar Zesuma Mitzri. Rav Yosef says that Mei Dekarim means Zesuma Mitzri, and the way they would make it is Tilta Sa'ari, it was one third barley, Vitilta Kortami, and it was one third Karkum, Vitilta Milcha, and it was one third salt. And they would soak them all together, and then they would grind it all together, and you would drink it. Rav Papa says, no, they didn't put one third barley. Rather, it was tilta chiti. It was one third wheat. V'tilta kratami, v'tilta milcha. And the other ingredients are the same. V'simenayich, if you want to remember who says one third barley, who says one third wheat, sisani. Just remember sisani, which is a kli that they would put dates in on frequently, but it has two samachs in the word. So sa, the two things that sound like samach are associated with each other. So Rav Yosef is the one that said sa'orim. So even though sa'orim is with a sin and not with a samach, so that's how you remember who said what. V'shaslu be'divcha la'atzarta, and you should drink this Zesuma Mitzri dafka between Pesach, divcha means like a zevach, between the Karban Pesach, between Erev Pesach, when you bring the Karban Pesach, and Shavuos. To come it merapi lein, a person who is having trouble going to the bathroom, it will be mishal shalhim. Uderafi, and if a person is having too much shil kamith lein, it will cause his bowels to stop a little bit. So it will help him out. It will regulate the person in a much more normal way. So it's an extremely healthy thing for the person. Okay, then we said v'kos ikarin, that you're allowed to drink whatever you want, except for meidikalim and kos ikarin. So my kos ikarin, what does kos ikarin mean? Amar Rav Yochanan, laisi mitkal zuza kuma Alexandria. They bring the weight of a zuz, of the sap of an Alexandrian tree, umitkal zuza gavya gila, and the weight of a zuz of some other type of a bush, umitkal zuza kurkuma rishka, and the weight of a zuz of the karkum that grows in a garden, v'leshchakinu bade adadi, and they crush them all together, lizava, if they give it to a zava for refua, talasa b'chamra, then they mix these three minim together with wine, v'lomiyakra, and it will not cause her to stop having children. It will mean because the wine will take away the strength of the other ingredients, and therefore it will not have an impact on her future childbearing. Liarkona, but if you're using it to treat jaundice, train bishikra, then you only mix two of those ingredients with beer, not with wine, umiyakar, and that will cause her to be unable to have children. That's why it's called the kos ikrin, because it causes a person to become an akara, that she's not going to be able to have children. It's also called the kos ikrin, the Rishonim point out, because they crush up the roots of vegetables, the ikara yirakos, into the food. So the Tos Yantav explains that even though it's merape azava and it's not ma'akir the zava, it's still called the kos ikrin because we want it to be clear in its name that this is a dangerous medication. So if you're using it for azava, it's not dangerous. If you're using it for the person who needs it, it's not going to cause her to not have children anymore, and it will actually heal her. But in its name, we want to put the word ikrin so that people shouldn't think that it's like some cure-all. Like, oh, if something can cure this disease, then, mistama can cure COVID-19 or whatever, and it'll start taking, whatever medication that could actually be very harmful for a person. So we want in the name that people should realize that it's in fact something that's very harmful. Lizava talasa b'chamra v'lo miyakra. So he said for a zava, it's three ingredients with wine and it will not cause it to be an akara. V'ilo, but what if you don't have those ingredients available? Is there any other cure for a zava? So laisi talasa kafizi, they should bring three kalim that each hold three lug of content, shamke persai, and they should fill it with parsi onions, v'nishlok b'chamra, and they should cook it with wine, v'nishki v'nemela, and they should give it to her to drink, and they should say to her, kumi zovayich, get up from your ziva. So part of the cure is what you say to her as well, that there's this luchisha, this lachash, that you say, kumi zovayich, they should get up from your ziva. And now we're just going to give a list of alternatives of how to cure a zava. V'lo, if that doesn't work, losva prashas drachim, you put her by the crossroads, v'limkata kasa dechamra biyada, she holds a kos of yayin in her hand, v'leisi inish me'achor v'livata, and someone should come from behind her and scare her, suddenly scare her, v'leimela kumi zavaych, and say, get up from your ziva. V'lo, if that doesn't work, laisi buna dekamona, they should bring a fistful of cumin, ubuga de morika, and a fistful of karkum, ubuga de shablilta, and a fistful of tilta. And tilta is some type of bean, Rashi says, that they would put it in a pot in order to give some flavor. Vinishlok bechamra, and they should cook it in wine. Vinashkia, and give it to drink. Vinemla, and they should say kumizavaych. Vilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi sheet and shi dedana, they should bring 60 covers of barrels that are made out of plaster, and they should soak it in water so that they'll soften. Velishpia, and they should rub it on the zava should rub it on her body. Velemelog, and then they should say to her kumi zovayich. Velo, and if that doesn't work, laisi pashtina, they should bring a certain type of herb that doesn't grow to great height. It just grows along the surface of the ground. Velishlok bechamra, and they should slow cook it in wine. Velishpia, and she should be meshavshi. She should rub it on her body. Velemelog kumi zovayich, and they should say get up from your ziva. Velo, and if that doesn't work, Ramisa. They should bring a certain type of herb that grows among the thorns that are called Rumisa, Velikli, and they should burn it. Velispa b'shachki dekitana b'kaita, and they should take the ashes in a worn out flax beged in the summertime, ubishachki da amargufana b'sitva, or in the wintertime with a worn out woolen beged, because in the winter they would wear wool, in the summertime obviously they would wear lighter clothing. Vilo, and if that doesn't work, lichri sheva biri, they should dig 7 holes in the ground. Velikliu shabishta yalda da'orla, and they should burn them with. They should burn 7 grape branches of grapevines that are still arla, that are still in their first 3 years from when they were planted. Velintkata kasa dechamra biyada, and she should take a cup of wine in her hand and sit on the hole, velukma, on one of the holes in the ground, velukma meha velusva aha, velukma meha velusva aha, and they should stand her on one hole and then put her on the other hole, and then she should go from one hole to the next till she does 7, till she's over all 7 holes that they dug in the ground. And for each one they should say to her again those magic words, and that will help her get out of the status of a zava. And if that doesn't work, Lysi Smida, they should bring flour. Veliska mipalgulisatai, and they should. They should rub it on the bottom half of her body. Velemela kumizavaych, and again say kumizavaych vilo, and if that doesn't work, laisi beasadungamisa, they should bring an egg of a bas ya'ana, a type of bird. Velikli, they should burn that egg. Velispa b'shachli dekitana b'kaita, and they should take the ashes in worn out big day pishtan in the summertime. Ubishachli damu gufna b'sitva, and in worn out tzemer gefen, worn out cotton in the wintertime. Vilo. And if that doesn't work, then they should just open up barrels of wine just for her, which means she should drink a lot. Opening up a barrel just for her means that normally you'd only open up a new barrel of wine if there's company. You know, there are a lot of people there, because who's going to drink a whole barrel just by themselves? So when they say you're opening up a barrel just for her, it's a way of saying she should drink a lot of wine. She should hold a barley that's found among the excrement of a white donkey and of a white mule, inakta chad yoma, and she grabs it for one day, paska tre yome, then the ziva is going to stop for 2 days. Inakta tre yome, paska tlas yome, and if she has it for, if she takes this barley from the excrement of the white mule for 2 days, she holds on to it for 2 days, so then it will stop her ziva for 3 days. Inakta tlas yome, paska liyolam, and if she does it, holds on to it for 3 days, then it's going to stop her ziva forever. And that's got to work in terms of curing the ziva. We don't have any, we're out of suggestions after that one, right? So those are all the suggestions of how to cure ziva. I wonder if that last one relates to how a woman becomes a zava, right? When a woman becomes a zava, what's the halacha? So she bleeds for 1 day during the Yeral Yom Shvei Nida L'Nida, she's tamei for that day, and the next day she can, she just has to make sure she doesn't bleed, and she goes to the mikvah and she's Torah. So it's really 2 days, right, that she's tamei. If she bleeds for 2 days, so then she's tamei those 2 days, and then the next day she has to make sure she doesn't bleed, goes to the mikvah and she's Torah, so it's really 3 days. And if she bleeds for 3 days, zava gedola, that's she might as well bleed. It doesn't matter how long she bleeds at that point, she's always going to require shiva nikiyim. So it sounds like similar to what, you know, to get rid of it, that she takes this this barley, if it's for 1 day, so then the ziva will leave her for 2 days. If it's for 2 days, the ziva will leave her for 3 days. If it's for 3 straight days, then it's going to leave her forever. Then that's as big as it gets. So there's like a parallel. So now the Mishnah went on to say, Liarkona train b'shichra me'aker, that Rabbi Yochanan said, on Amar Aleph, the Gemara said, that if a person is battling jaundice, so they should take 2 of the ingredients that we mentioned, of the Alexandrian tree sap and the tzrif and the karkum shalgina, 2 of those things, mix it with beer, but it's going to cause a person to become an akara. She's not going to be able to have children again after that. V'ilo, but if they don't have those minim, or they tried it and it didn't work, laisi resha tishibuta demilcha, they should bring a head of a fish, of a shibuta fish, that is salted, v'lishlok b'shichra v'lishti, and they should slow cook it it in beer, and they should drink it. V'lo, and if that doesn't work to get rid of the jaundice, lysi monine decamtsi, they should bring the fish brine, the brine rather of grasshoppers. V'leka monine decamtsi, if they don't have that, lysi monine de nikiri, they should bring the juices of a certain type of small bird that's called nikiri. V'li aili lebeibon of lishpion, they should bring the chola into the beis amerchat and rub that that juice, that that seer all over her. V'leka beibani, and if there is no bathhouse, look me ben tanur leguda, they should stand the chola, the one who's suffering from the jaundice, between the oven and the wall, meaning between the oven and the wall, heat gets trapped, so it's a very hot area, and the heat is going to cause the illness to leave the body. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, rotsa sheichamenu, if you want to heat up that chola, so the chola will leave the body, you can chenu besadinu, you should wrap him really well in a cloth, or the cloth, or a turban that belonged to someone else who suffers from the same ailment. Rav Acha bar Yosef chashbein, it happened once, Rav Acha bar Yosef had this problem of jaundice. Avil le Rav Kahana v'itase. So Rav Kahana did this refuah with the sadin, with the cloth, with the turban, and it was merape him. V'lo, and if that doesn't work, laisi tlasa kavizi, they should bring three kalim that each hold, three lug of content in the kalim, tamri parsiyasa, and they should fill those kalim with good dates that are totally ripened. Utlasa kavizi dekira dinishtarufi, and three of these similar type of kalim filled with wax that comes out, beeswax. Utlasa kafizi achalatolana, and three kalim, similar type of kalim, filled with a certain root called ahal, ahalatolana, filled with ahal, which is a certain type of root that you find in the ground, which is red. V'lishlukinu b'shikra v'lishdei, and they should slow cook it in beer, and then the chola should drink it, and that will cure the person of their jaundice. V'ilo, and if you don't have that option available, laisi ila bar chamra, they should bring a small donkey, v'ligalach mitziyasa deresha, and the chola should shave the middle of their head. V'lishbikle dama me'apusei, then they should take some blood from the face of the forehead of that donkey, velosveresh, and they should put it on the head of the chola where the chola had shaved. Vilizar me'ani delosamidu, but just be very careful that none of that blood drips into the chola's eyes, because then it could blind the person. So you got to be very careful about that. Vilo laisi resha debarcha deman of kavisha, and if not, they bring the head of a ram that was soaked in pickled in vinegar or something like that. Velishlok b'shichra velishtei, and they should cook it in beer and drink it. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, laisi davar achar chutruna, they should bring a spotted pig, v'likre v'los ve'alibe, and they should tear it open and put it on the heart of the chola. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, laisi karti mikavsusa demishri, they should bring cretin from the middle of the row, which are very charif, are very sharp, and they should eat it. Ha'utayad chashbe, there was a Arab merchant that had this jaundice problem. Sarmale liginai, so he said to the owner of the garden that he encountered, someone who was selling garden vegetables, shlok limai, do me a favor, I'll do a trade with you. You take my garment, v'havli mishra dekati, and give me some leeks from your garden. So Yavle, they did the trade. He gave it to him, v'achala, and he ate the leeks. Amalei ushlan glimech, he said, now, if you don't mind, can I borrow back my clothing? V'igni be'kali, and I'm just going to sleep in it a little bit. So ikrach, he wrapped it around himself, ganabe, he slept in it, kadichamim v'kam, when he got so hot, meaning it raised his body temperature to such a point that he got up, nafal porta minei, the talus fell apart into, the clothing fell apart into little pieces, because his body temperature was so great that it like burnt apart the whole garment that he used, but that's how he cured himself of that illness. So Rabbi Yochanan had said that liarkona, that when it comes to curing jaundice, train b'shichra me'aker, you take two of those ingredients, you mix it with beer, but it's ma'aker the person, causes the person not to be able to have any children. So now ask the Gemara, umishari, are you allowed to drink something that's going to cause you to not be able to have children? V'atanya, the Braisa tells us, minayin l'sirus b'adam shu'aser, how do I know that you're not allowed to be misaris a person? person, Talmud Lomar, it's because the Pasuk says, when it talks about the Isser of bringing on the Mizbeach, a behema that's Mesuras, you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, a behema that has been castrated. So the Pasuk says that Uma'uch, V'kasos, V'natuk, V'karos, L'sakriv L'Hashem, and then it says, U'ba'artzichem L'osasu, that a behema that you're a Mesaris in one of these ways, by making it Ma'uch, Kasos, Natuk, or Karos, you're not allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach, and you're not even allowed to do it Stam, you're not allowed to do it to your animals at all. So that's how we know you're not allowed to do it to an animal. That's why it's a major problem for dog owners. People want to buy a dog. You see, I see around the neighborhood, it's very popular that people have, that from people have dogs now. I don't remember that ever being the case when I was younger, but now it's like a very popular thing that from people have dogs. So it's a major, major issue. It's an issa d'oraisa to be misaris a pet, and if you're not misaris the dog, then it can get very, very aggressive. So you got to figure out, how to get around that issue. It's not pashut. Bachem lo sa'asu, but then we darshan bachem lo sa'asu, that it's usher to do these things to a person as well. Not only to be Masari's a behemoth, but be Masari's a person. Divir Rabbi Chanina. So you see that you're not allowed to be Masari's a person. So how can a person drink a kos ikrin? So says Gemari, hani mili hechad kamechavin. That's only when you're doing it, you're being Masari's through a maisa on the Aver itself. But hachame atzmuhu, over here you're just drinking a potion, and then it's Masari's that way. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, harotzah sheyisari's tarnagol, yito karbatol, Masari's me'elav. That if you want to be Masari's a tarnagol, the advice is to take its the rooster's comb, and then it will be Masuris me'elav. But it's not, you know, just don't touch the reproductive organs. So it sounds, at this point in the Gemara, we're going to stop here, but we're still in the middle of the sugya, so don't draw any conclusions yet. But it sounds, you shouldn't draw halacha conclusions from Daf Yomi anyway, generally. But it sounds at this point in the Gemara that as long as you don't do it directly by touching the actual reproductive organs, that it's going to be mutter to do the sirus. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. We'll discuss a little bit more about this isser of sirus. Everyone should have a great day.